It's 7:45. Live from KIOS Studios, I'm your local host, Mike Hogan. Thanks so much for tuning in this morning. We have a very special edition of Live and Local. So every morning during the school year, you get those kids out to the bus stop. Buses pick them up, take them to school, and bring them back home again in the afternoon. Well, that's all got to be logistically run by somebody, and that's somebody, Travis Salas, is right here, director of OPS Transportation. He's here in the studio live. And Travis, thanks so much for coming in today. Do appreciate it.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Good morning. What a Herculean task. Can you kind of give us, just generally speaking, a general idea? I mean, how many buses are we talking about here for all of OPS? And what kind of area do you cover? My gosh, it's huge.
You know, we have approximately 270 special education buses, and then we contract out another 330 or so regular ed buses, and we cover Douglas County, some of Washington County. Every now and then we have to, depending on the year, we may have to go to Lincoln. We also have a student that we transport from Blair, Nebraska.
Wow. Oh, that's enormous. So when you start putting that together, I mean, suddenly I remember, you know, sometimes in the wintertime it'll start, you know, we get the kids to school and then it starts snowing in the middle of the day. Now, when I was a kid, I used to just try to stir things up. I'd run through the hallways going, the buses are here, the buses are here, we're going home, you know. And they used to be able to, at least in St. Louis where I grew up, seemed to be able to do that. But can you talk about the logistics of how that's very difficult to do, because you're sending these buses out in layers, right? From high school, junior high, and grade school?
Correct. They call it tiering. And so we pair buses. OPS transports approximately 21,000 students each day. And so you have secondary transportation and elementary transportation. So what we try to do to be as efficient as possible is pair a secondary bus with the elementary bus. So in essence, you have one bus go out, pick up all the students in middle school or high school, transport them to school, and then turn around and go pick up the elementary students, which has come a long way. A lot of that's done from computerized routing. 25 years ago, OPS had routers that had been around for a while, and they kind of used pin and thread and just knew the city well and knew how to route just because they were familiar. But now a lot of it is computerized routing.
Sure. So I know there's been some discussions about there's a couple of new schools coming up and which schools are going to go where. That has an impact on the logistics day-to-day, because you're going to have to, I would guess, add a couple more buses plus change the routing of some of the existing bus routes, right?
Absolutely. It really is based off where students' choice is, what schools they decide to attend. And what we try to do is centralize a stop. So it depends on how many students in one specific area are going to a specific school. And we try to take that radius and kind of group all those students to one centralized stop and then have a bus go there for that stop.
Okay. Now, kind of the heart and soul of what makes this work are the bus drivers, aren't they?
Absolutely.
How do you keep enough bus drivers doing this?
You know, one of the things, the bus drivers and the aides, if you will, are a big piece to the scheme of things. You know, we appreciate being part of the team that looks forward to the success of 52,000 students, their academic success. And the philosophy that I try to share with our team is we're the ambassadors of the district. You know, students, they start their day off by getting on the bus with the drivers, and they end their day with the drivers and aides. So it's really important to have the drivers and aides try to set the tone for that student's day by being positive with them and having positive interactions.
I can remember as a kid, we really did have favorite bus drivers. And, you know, you'd get a guy, maybe drives you 2-3 years. Then he moved on to some other career where you did whatever else. And wow, you'd really miss this person. They really are a very important part of your education.
Relationships are very important with the driver and students.
How do you recruit them?
Well, glad you asked. That's why we're here. This Wednesday would be an example of it with the job interview fair that we're having. This Wednesday, July 10th, we will be at Monroe Middle School. There will be a job fair going from 12 noon to 5 p.m. Qualify applicants will interview them starting at 1 p.m.
Okay, so where is Monroe located?
Monroe's located at 5105 Bedford Avenue.
Okay, very good. And so folks can just come on in and meet folks and see if this is the right career choice for them, correct?
Correct. Staff will be there to welcome them. They can come right on in, fill out the application. Those qualified applicants then will have the opportunity to be interviewed starting at 1 p.m.
That's outstanding. So that is this Wednesday, the 10th. The 10th of July from noon?
From noon to 5 p.m.
To 5 p.m. Outstanding. Travis, thank you so much for joining us today. I really do appreciate it. He is the director of OPS Transportation, and we return to Morning Edition right now.